I really hate the way I talk. I don't mind having cerebral palsy. I don't mind any of that stuff. It's just my voice. I'm not able to control it the way I'd like to. The telephone is really difficult because people think you're drunk or you're in distress or there's something wrong, or else they think you're a prank call. So the telephone is a nightmare.
For leisure, press 1. For household, press 2. For business and fleet insurance, press 3. Press 4.
If I had to choose the way I talk, I think it would be neutral. I think I would love a kind of a steady accent.
For information on how to use voicemail management features, press 6. For help, press 0. To exit, please hang up.
It would sound confident, or that I was in control, or that you could trust someone with my voice.
Next stop, Forecourts. Und hier ist noch eine kleine Kurtene.
People's voice tell a lot about the person they are. If they're strong and authoritative. I try not to use big words because they take my breath away and it's too long to get them out. If they're strong, it usually means they're very good at giving directions and then manage a situation.
Your attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. We're due to arrive at Houston Station, Dublin, shortly. Please have your luggage ready and ensure that you take all your personal belongings with you. Houston Station is the terminus for this train. Thank you for travelling with Éireann O'Éire.
If somebody is soft and gentle and sensitive, it means they're not going to be much use on front of the house. Sometimes we don't try to have a conversation in public. Sometimes we don't try to have a conversation in public. And there's background noise, and you're trying to compete, and the other person loses interest because it takes too long to finish a syllable or a word, let alone a sentence. So that's very frustrating and very embarrassing. I would just get really upset and feel ashamed of myself. Sometimes in a shop or in a bank or even in the cinema, when you're buying your ticket, I pretend I can't talk. Because it's easier. You just point. And you have your money in your hand. So that the transaction doesn't involve any verbal interaction. Yeah, I know it's a bit ignorant. And I know I can't talk. But just it saves me all the embarrassment. Loads and loads of times. People keep saying, what are you saying? I don't understand what you're saying. You're taking too long. Hurry up. Say it again. And you get exhausted. And then you don't bother talking. Bridget, how long are we friends?
Rosalie, we're friends about 3 years. Your speech impediment, I suppose where I notice it most is when we're in a crowded place and it's very difficult to hear you and it's very difficult for you to be heard, especially when we're out ordering food. People I've encountered are so rude, they almost go directly to speak to me rather than to speak to you. But then when you do make contact with them, it's very hard for you to make yourself understood.
What's it like to watch?
It's extremely difficult because I'm torn in between saying, you know what, stick it and we're leaving, and just, I suppose, being respectful of your wish to eat there.
Over the years I've learned to ask, particularly my disabled friends, if we're out in company, I say, you tell them what I mean, or you interpret for me. And my friends sometimes say, no, just say it again, and they'll know what you mean. And that pisses me off. And then I feel my secret is out. And then sometimes my friends. See, the problem is it is not straightforward. Sometimes you want people to finish the sentence, or you want people to interpret what you're saying, but then other times you just want to own your own voice and be allowed to finish the sentence and be given that time. And then other times you think, it doesn't matter what I have to say anyway. So I'm not going to say it. Catherine, how long are we friends?
I suppose we must be friends 15 years. There have been occasions when you've been chatting away and the people that we're talking with don't know what you're saying and they need you to repeat it, or you realise they don't know, or you realise you're not getting through because of your speech impediment. And consciously, I think, I've trained myself to just step back and leave you. Usually it works out, and sometimes you look at me and give me the nod, or we'll even say, tell them. And so I fill it in because I don't have any difficulty in understanding it. Sometimes I can remember slightly feeling a bit irritated that the people weren't tuning in properly. They weren't, you know, I always felt it was their fault for not kind of giving, putting in more of an effort, stepping back a little, but that's probably being mean on my part or protective of you.
My family, yeah, they all talk with a travel accent, but they tell me I have a Dublin accent, which I hate. Not that I hate Dublin accent, but I don't want to have one. And I wasn't born here. I did, as a child, have a lot of speech therapy, but I didn't like it. I felt they were trying to get rid of my pappy accent. And That was over 20 years ago, so I imagine speech therapy has changed. But I wouldn't want to do it now. Part of me kind of likes the way I talk when I don't have to talk, if that makes sense. What I mean is, my voice, it's me, it's who I am, it's the life I've lived. So why would I want to kind of modify or change that now?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.